CeCe Linstroth, you are the what guiding force behind Age Friendly Northfield? Is that what we call you? The engine that powers the.
I am on the team that powers. Okay. I am definitely part of the team, and this is part of what I do for the team. So come and have the pleasure of talking to your audience.
Well, thank you for making that sacrifice. We do appreciate it. So what's going on with Age Friendly?
Well, first of all, because it's been a while, I want to remind everybody what Age Friendly is.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So Age Friendly Northfield is a city funded, primarily funded by the city, whose mission is to focus on supporting aging in an inclusive, vibrant community. And we have two sets of criteria before we take on a project. First, we must collaborate with two others, either groups and or individuals. And then the project must be held up by four pillars. It must focus on older adults, be free for everybody, include physical activity, and opportunities for socialization. Mm. And we prioritize intergenerational activities during different elements of each activity. There must be an opportunity for that interaction, not just multi-generation, but that intergenerational activity.
Right.
So that's what makes us pump. And currently, I might have mentioned it way back in 2024, we are working on Hope for Us. That is a project. Our collaborators on that are Community Ed and Rec and 50 North. And we have submitted a very well-written grant. Melissa Bernhardt from Community Ed and Rec wrote, it's really, really cool. And it's right now before the Taylor Family Foundation. And this project would partner an older adult with a middle school age child. And each month, these partners would participate in a physical activity that potentially leads to a lifetime of activity. So what we hope is that when the older adult and their middle school buddy engage in this activity with a leader who's skilled in whatever the activity is, that they will then have the information they need and the equipment will be available to them to go out and do it on their own. So wait to hear this. This is a great list because I sure you want to say, and what might those activities be?
I was just about to say,
words out of our mouth.
What a team we've got here. I happen to have this list. Mountain biking, canoeing, fishing, rock climbing, orienteering, archery, dog sledding, snowshoeing, Quincy building and tracking, making maple syrup, and working with horses. And another activity that just occurred to us is working with pollinators. So, is anybody...
yes, Rich Larson. He has his hand raised.
Yes, the man in the back.
What is Quincy building?
Well, thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
A Quincy is a snow building made out of packing a mound of snow. If you're doing an igloo, you are cutting blocks of hard snow. Mm-hmm. And when you are doing a Quincy, it's Canadian. You are building this mound of snow, and then you are hollowing it out. And then you can go in. That is a Quincy. And checking out the pronunciation, because the first time I said it, somebody laughed at me, and I thought I better check out and make sure I'm the right thing.
We're missing the one person in this office, well, two people in this office, that would know what a Quincy is. Because Logan Wells, and actually Carson Singh, they're both Eagle Scouts. And you go winter camping when you're a Boy Scout, and you have to build those things.
Okay.
So there
it is. Well, here's the cool thing. You can say Quincy, or you can say Quincy-y.
Quincy-y. Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
I don't actually know which one is right, but
either way,
just somehow fit both pronunciations into your conversation, you will be rock steady.
Fantastic.
Which brings me to...
What a great segue.
I know, this segue is great. So the Rock Steady Boxing Program at the Y is going very well. The Northfield News had a big write-up on it in addition to the time that you've given us to talk about it. So the class is currently full. However, please call Anne at the YMCA to inquire about the program for people diagnosed with Parkinson's. Mm. And it is just amazing. I want to mention that the Y has provided the amazing coaches and a beautiful room, big windows, great equipment, through the generosity of a lot of contributors. A lot were private donations, but Age Friendly was major in this, as was the defeat of Jesse James Day's committee. They are so busy all year doing two things. One, supporting financially different activities, nonprofit activities that are going on in the city. And then the other, to build up a great foundation for the next year's celebration. So they do a great job. Okay. Next, right? Okay, here
all
we
right.
go.
Keep, you're on a roll. Keep going.
Excuse me. I'm dry here from all this excitement. We will be working with the Public Library and Community Ed and Rec, again, our two partners, in May to start Nordic walking. Yeah. Linda Lemke, a.k.a. the Queen of Nordic Walking, will do a presentation at the library sharing all of the information people will need to get going. People will get to try out the equipment to see if they actually want to then follow up with one of the classes with Linda. So you can sign up for a couple of lessons, or you can decide it's not for you. But there will be a place. We're trying to decide, should it be at the library? Should it be a community ed and rec? Where should we have this free equipment so that if people wish to go out and practice their Nordic walking, they can sign out the equipment, go and have a great time, return the equipment, and be healthy and socialize. It's amazing.
Nordic walking is done year-round, too, right? It's not just a winter thing, because it's more about the style of walking, isn't that? Or maybe I'm getting this wrong, but...
Sure.
Okay. You're like, go to the class, find out.
See, she's like, I'm the messenger.
There was a look on my face like, okay.
I didn't know if you're a Nordic walker or not. I probably should have asked that first.
No,
sorry.
I'm a walker.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm a regular walker.
Gotcha.
But a very good regular walker.
I think we could sort of surmise what Nordic walking is, but you know, maybe maybe Google it or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Along with Quincy.
Quincy, exactly right.
Yeah, we're going to have a vocation. We're going to start all these people out in new directions with also a new vocabulary.
I love it.
That'll be pretty cool. So one other thing I want to tell you to look forward to that will meet all of the things that I mentioned at the beginning of our talk is, you know, the community street dance we had last summer that was held last July. Well, Age Friendly is currently working with the committee who does Third Thursdays from May to August to have a dancing element to the music provided on Third Thursday.
Fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Yes. So we'll move the red chairs, which are also a product of Age Friendly's work. So we'll move those back a bit. So in front of the showmobile will be an opportunity to get up and do some dancing. So each group providing entertainment will be asked to have a segment of their program that gives folks that, I want a dance feeling, you know, not just bobbing on the sidewalk or something, but just getting out there. And again, the socializing, the physical activity, just the community free come.
Awesome.
So they'll share with you a lot of the stuff because Third Thursday is going to look different this year.
Yeah.
So one thing that I want to close with, I don't know how many minutes. Should I pause for a moment?
No, you're good.
You're good.
We've got about 5 minutes.
You got 5 minutes.
So
the floor is yours.
Okay, well, maybe I need to relax a little bit here because I am 75, part of this older group. But anyhow, one thing that I want to let everybody know is today I was thrilled to give Rich a check for the Save Our Tower, because Kim is so important to Age Friendly Northfield. What you provide for all of our older adults, for Kim has been here for years since I moved to Northfield, and for people to be able to just turn on that dial and catch up on what's going on in their community is a big deal to Age Friendly. So that's why we had absolutely total support from our board when we said, we got to support this.
That's
and they
amazing.
Said, you bet.
The donation you made is a large one and a humbling one, and we cannot thank you enough for supporting us. We, we are here for the entire community, every segment of the community, which includes the age friendly folks, and we can't say thank you enough. We really do appreciate it.
Well, likewise. This is always a mutual admiration society. And I do want to mention also that the defeat of Jesse James Day's committee and Age Friendly Northfield talked at your fundraising event that you had at Imminent last week, which was so packed, just packed with people.
Yeah,
And I know that they also gave a very, very generous contribution.
We actually talked about it a little bit in a 7 o'clock hour. The defeat of Jesse James Day's. I'm going to get specific here with both of you guys. Defeat of Jesse James Day's gave us $2,000, which was an astonishing donation. Age Friendly just gave us $1,000, which is out of the blue, completely. I mean, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And the Northfield Lions have donated $1,000 as well. These community groups that are sort of coming out of the woodwork to support us, if nothing else, completely reinforces our feeling that KYMN has to be devoted to the Northfield area, and that we have to remain an independent voice so that we can bring the good people of Northfield all of the information, all the entertainment, all the fun stuff too.
And that we're representing all the voices of Northfield.
Indeed.
Because this is quite a diverse community, which is a real joy that I have been able to find out since not only moving here, but being part of KYMN CC, very much included in all that. So we're so excited to be able to give anyone and everyone in this community a platform.
You know, I have a question, though, because people ask me, what if somebody just wants to walk in off the street and give you money? How long are your office hours?
We're open 9 to 5.
Okay, so somebody's here. If you want to just walk in, you're coming out of the library. They're right across the street, but you all know that.
Yeah, and if someone wants to walk in and hand us a quarter, we will be
absolutely
very thankful.
Yeah, because quarters add up. Yep. I'm a Mahjong player down in Arizona.
Oh.
I want a boatload of money down there. When I was coming back through the airport, my little purse that has all my quarters in it actually caused me to be pulled aside.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I know. It looks so heavy, like I could injure somebody, I guess. I swung my little quarter bag at him or something.
You're good to go now if you're ever vacuuming out your car or something. You've got quarters for forever. Because that's the one thing I always use quarters for, is vacuuming out my car. And I'm like, I don't have any quarters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am just loaded.
You're in Arizona. I'd taken all those quarters and just gone straight to Vegas.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I do like Vegas, actually. Also.
I do, too. And I haven't been a long time. We should go sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
We should. Yeah, we should go out there and check their old people out. I think there are a bunch of them.
I'm definitely north of 50. I qualify for this. So absolutely.
Go. Yes, you do. Well, next week, Teresa Jensen and Jane Bartho will be here. And we are very excited to be working with them on Third Thursday. It's a great opportunity for us. And we are also working, if you ever go to our website, it's really not updated. But don't hold that against us. We just are slow to find somebody. So we will be working on our website and working on Nan Just has been still working on the transportation aspect in Northfield. We've got great people who have joined our group. Mike Thorstenson, former executive director of Three Rivers.
Yep.
And we've got, you know, we're Ann Plachenko from Families, Helping Families. She is great, and she is retiring in April, and we are going to miss her so much. But yesterday, Tom Hayden from that organization called and is writing a huge grant for helping people modernize their home, and he asked us for a letter of support. There is so much going on, and we want to help. We want to just make it easy for you. So, yeah.
All right.
Okay, I think I'm done now.
CC, you're the best. We appreciate it. That's CC Lindstroth with Age Friendly Northfield. And that is going to do it for today.